This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. As a reminder, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning effective until 4:15 p.m. this afternoon for southern Vance, southeastern Granville, and western Franklin counties. At 3:48 p.m., National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. The storm was located northwest of Franklinton or 9 miles east of Creedmoor, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-size hail, damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Youngsville, Kittrell, Lewisburg, and Ingleside. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather and increase activity as needed with any criteria verification. Skywarn is in the standby mode. This is a non-directed net. That means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We just ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:04 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh has canceled the severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Granville County. Once again, the severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Granville County has been canceled. In addition, at 4:04 p.m., the National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:15 p.m. for South Central Vance and Western Franklin counties. At 4 o'clock p.m., National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Franklinton, or 10 miles west of Lewisburg, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning includes quarter-size hail and damaged winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Ingleside. In addition, a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. for the following counties in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area: Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, Warren, and Wilson counties. Once again, those counties in a severe thunderstorm watch effective until 9 p.m. this evening. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:14 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for South Central Vance and Western Franklin counties was allowed to expire at 4:15. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened, and the warning was allowed to expire. Gusty winds 230 miles per hour are possible with this storm. Once again, the severe thunderstorm warning for South Central Vance and Western Franklin counties expired at 4:15. Going to leave the tones up for just a few more minutes for any spotters wishing to make criteria severe weather reports. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. Currently, there's no longer any active warnings in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area, so I'm going to go ahead and bring down the tones at this time. However, a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. for the following counties in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area: Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, Warren, and Wilson counties. is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:17 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Johnston and western Wayne counties. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for southeastern Johnston and western Wayne counties, and effective until 5:15 p.m. this afternoon. At 4:14 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Four Oaks or over Smithfield, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Selma, Pine Level, Princeton, and Nahanta. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. Remember, a warning means severe weather is imminent or occurring based on radar and or ground reports. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. This includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter, or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees and their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather and increase activity as needed with any criteria verification. Skywarn is in the standby mode. This is a non-directed net. That means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We just ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:23 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Sampson County, effective until 5:30 p.m. this afternoon. At 4:19 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 6 miles south of Spivey's Corner, or 15 miles northwest of Clinton, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Hopton. Remember, large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for northern Sampson County, effective until 5:30 p.m. this afternoon. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
Skywarn Net Control, this is Kilo Golf 4, Echo Kilo Delta.
Go ahead calling Skywarn.
I am located about 8 miles south-southeast of Dunn on Mingo Church Road. About 5 minutes ago, had hail come through here approximately about 1/4 inch in diameter. Maybe just a touch larger.
Okay, would you say that was about pea size?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I have that on Mingo Church Road. Is there a cross street there that you can give me?
Approximately a mile from Spring Branch Road and Mingo Church Road.
And what time did you see the hail?
Approximately 5 minutes ago.
Did you see any hail any larger than pea size?
Just a couple of pieces that may have been close to marble size, but for the most part, it was around pea size.
Okay, and what county is that in?
Sampson County.
Okay, I've got it. Great report. Thank you very much. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn.
Thank you. KJ4EKD clear.
KJ4BPV, WX4MMM.
WX4MMM, KJ4BPV.
Scott Ray, Detective Annette Control, can you update me? I didn't get all the warning for the Johnston Wayne County. Is that for both counties until 5:15 p.m.?
That particular warning is for southeastern Johnston and western Wayne, effective until 5:15 p.m.
Okay, now the warning's for northern Sampson County until 5:30 p.m. Is that correct? And of course, the watch.
That is correct, until 5:30 p.m.
Okay, I'll be glad to take over net control duties at this time. This is WX4MMM for Central Carolina Skywarn.
Okay, great, Bob. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, turning net control responsibilities over to WX4MMM. KJ4BPV clear.
This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. Severe weather statement issued at 4:40 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5:15 for western Wayne and southeastern Johnston counties. At 4:37 p.m., National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located near Pine Level, or 7 miles southeast of Smithfield, moving east at 15 miles an hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles an hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Micro, Princeton, Grantham, and Nahunta. Again, if you deserve severe weather, please forward your report to Central Carolina Skywarn. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, stand by for severe weather reports. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, severe weather statement issued at 4:46 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5:30 p.m. for northern Sampson County. At 4:42 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Hopton, or 10 miles north of Clinton, moving east at 20 miles an hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-sized hail, damaging winds of excess of 58 miles an hour. A severe thunderstorm warning will remain over... The severe thunderstorm will remain over mainly rural areas of the indicated county. Straight line winds can blow down trees, power lines, and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for severe weather reports. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Franklin County and southern Granville County, Vance County, and Warren County until 5:30 p.m. At 4:42 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms from southwest of Oxford to Carlick, moving east at 30 miles an hour, quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles an hour likely to storm. Locations impacted include Gillsburg, Middleburg, Afton, Warrenton, and Macon. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows. Again, reports severe thunderstorm warning effective until 5:30 p.m. for northwestern Franklin, southern Granville, Vance County, and Warren County. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Wayne County until 6 p.m. At 5:05 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 6 miles northwest of Marmack or 8 miles west of Goldstar, moving east at 20 miles an hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds of excess of 58 miles an hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Marmack, Goldsboro, Pikeville, and Elroy. And remember, large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds and will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows. Again, we're standing by for any severe weather reports. We've got a number of severe thunderstorm warnings in effect. And now, severe thunderstorm warning effective until 6 p.m. for Wayne County. In addition, severe thunderstorm warning effective until 5:15 for southeast Johnson, western Wayne County, until 5:30 p.m. for northern Sampson County, until 5:30 p.m. for northwest Franklin, south, southern Granville, Vance County, and Warren County. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Johnson County is canceled. Storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area and the warning is no longer in effect. Again, southeastern Johnson County warning has been canceled. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, severe weather statement issued at 5:12 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5:30 p.m. for northeastern Sampson County. At 5:09 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm located 7 miles east of Hobson or 8 miles southwest of Mount Olive, moving east at 20 miles an hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles an hour. In addition to northern Sampson County, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for northwest Franklin, southern Granville, Vance, and Warren counties until 5:30 p.m., and Wayne County until 6 p.m. In addition, a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. for Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, Warren, and Wilson counties. National Weather Service looks for reports of severe weather. This includes hail any size initially, then penny size, three-quarters damage or larger thereafter. Measure wind speeds of greater than 50 miles an hour. Measure rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour. Please give your times of measurement. Flooding, flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and damage caused by high winds such as down limbs of trees in the approximate diameter and building and roof damage. Skywarn will monitor reports for severe weather should it develop and increase activity as needed with criteria verification. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. Severe weather statement issued by the National Weather Service at 5:15 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5:30 p.m. for Warren, Southern Vance, Southeastern Granville, Northwestern Franklin counties. At 5:12 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. These storms were located along a line extending from 7 miles east of Lake Gaston to Franklinton, or along a line from 13 miles west of Roanoke Rapids to 9 miles west of Lewisburg, moving east at 25 miles an hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-sized hail and damaging winds of excess of 58 miles an hour. Central Carolina Skywarn is standby mode this time, and we are looking for severe weather reports. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Sampson County is canceled. Storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area into Duplin County, and the warning is no longer in effect. Again, if you reserved any severe weather reports, please relay them to Central Carolina, or reserved any severe weather. We'll be sending by for severe weather reports. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. WX4MMM Central County Sky, where the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Halifax County and northeastern Warren County until 6:15 p.m. At 5:18 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Littleton or 14 miles west of Roanoke Rapids, moving east at 25 miles an hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles an hour likely for this storm. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and roofs. Power lines can damage, hail can also damage, and high winds can damage power lines. Locations impacted include Rosemary, Roanoke Rapids, South Weldon, Weldon, and Halifax. Repeating severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 6:15 p.m. for Halifax County and northeastern Warren County. WX4MMM Central Carolina Skywatch standing by for severe weather report. WX4MMM Central Carolina Skywatch severe weather statement issued at 5:29 p.m. The severe thunderstorm warning for Warren, Southern Vance, Southeast Granville, and Northwest Franklin County expires at 5:30 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning is weakened and the warning will be allowed to expire. WX4MMM Central Carolina Skywatch.
WX4MMM, W4DNA.
Station, go ahead, WX4MMM.
Hi, Bob, Dave, W4DNA.
Hi, Dave, go ahead. Do you have a report out of Wayne County?
Sure thing. Today, already we've had an inch of rain here. We've had a rain rate recorded on Davis as high as 9.93 inches an hour with a gust to 30 miles an hour. Over.
Okay, can you give me the times of that 1 inch of rainfall that had occurred?
Give me a minute. Let me pull the data, the data log up on the...
go ahead, Dave, WX4MMM.
Hey, Bob, we had a cell go through earlier. It was about, the rain started about 1:40. Fairly brief. And then this event started through that point. There was about, 3.2 tenths. Get that right, 0.32 inches of rain. And the rest has come within the last, 25 minutes, and we're now at 1.13 inches of rain.
Okay, so approximately 1.13 inches of rain has fallen since about what time did you say that first event at 1 o'clock?
1:40.
Okay, from 1:40 to about 5:40 p.m., a little bit over 1.13 inches of rain, correct?
Roger, it's coming down pretty heavy. Let's say I just turned around and we're already at 1.17. And our conversation started, I was at 1 inch even.
Okay, the massive wind gust you've had is 30 miles an hour, and I assume you haven't observed any trees down or power outages or limbs down.
Nothing that I've been able to get out and look at yet, Bob, but once this torrential rain and wind, it looks like the wind may have let up now, I can get my head out the doors, front and back, and see what we got going on.
Okay, Dave, appreciate that. If you observe any damage, let me know, because as you know, we got a warning effect for Wayne County until 6 p.m., so I'll be anxious to get any reports out of your area. Appreciate that, Dave. WX4MMM.
All right, Bob. By Jerry Little 3, it's right over top of us now, so let's see what that updates. We've got to get a look-see. Thanks, Bob. W4DNA.
WX4MMM, Central County Sky Warning, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6 p.m. for Wayne County and until 6:15 p.m. for Halifax and Northeast Warren County. In addition, the severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. for Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, Warren, and Wilson counties. Sky Warning is in standby mode this time, repeaters free for normal Amtrak activity. West stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Sky Warning traffic. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Sky Warning. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Sky Warning. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Franklin County and central Nash County until 6:30 p.m. At 5:42 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated severe thunderstorm 5 miles southeast of Lewisburg, moving east at 20 miles an hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles an hour are likely for this storm. Locations impacted include Castalia, Nashville, and Red Oak. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows. And repeating, severe thunderstorm warning effect to eastern Franklin County and central Nash County until 6:30 p.m. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Sky Warning.
GBU, NCVA.
Station, you calling Central Carolina Skywarn?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, this is Bob, call sign WX4MMM.
Okay, Bob, this is Ricky. I live in Rosewood. I'm about 6 miles west of Goldsboro. We had a storm move through here about 10 minutes ago. And we got about an inch or two of rain out of it. And after the storm passed, the wind got up to about 30 miles per hour. And it passed and the wind subsided and everything. There was only a few branches broken off trees. And that was the extent of the damage and everything in my area.
Okay, when you say a few branches, do you have any idea of the approximate diameter of those branches?
They were very small branches.
Okay, and Ricky, come back with your call sign and give me your closest crossroads to where the damage was.
Kilo India 4, Zulu Bravo United. I'm about a mile from the crossroad to Highway 70 and 581.
Okay, near Highway 70 and Highway 581 in in northwest of Goldsboro, and approximately 10 minutes ago, a storm went by and you had some small branches down, but no other damage.
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay, Ricky, and you estimated 1 to 2 inches of rainfall. Did you actually measure the rainfall, or is that just an estimation?
It's just an estimation.
Okay, appreciate that information, Ricky. Stay safe, and if you observe any other damage, please give us a call. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywalk.
CAF4ZV.
This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywalk. A severe weather statement issued at 5:50 p.m. The severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Wayne County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area into Lenoir County, and the warning is no longer in effect. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
WX4MMM,
W4DNA. W4DNA, go ahead, Dave. WX4MMM.
All right, Bob, we wound up with 1.4 inches of rain here between the two events. Looking at small branches, quarter inch, maybe. Yeah, quarter inch. And minor street and field flooding. Over.
Okay, branches quarter to half an inch in diameter and 1.4 inches of rain. That's about 1:40 p.m. Dave, give me your approximate nearest crossroads.
Roger, I'm at Doris Drive, and nearest street would be Gold Leaf.
Now, Doris Drive and Gold Leaf.
Roger.
Okay, Dave, appreciate that report. Looks like the storm has moved out of the area since the warning's been canceled, so at least you got some rain. We should get some up here. WX4MMM.
Well, as fast as that came down, Bob, I'd say might not do it too much good. It all pretty much ran off. I was the Davis gauge and watching the rain rates there up as high as 9.93 inches. Hail hit about 3 inches an hour for quite a while, but some good spikes. So got the gutters cleaned and the ditches rinsed, flushed out, so got to be ready for the next rain event. Take care, Bob. Thanks for all you do. 73W49.
Yeah, probably do a whole lot of good with that rain coming down that rate. Have a great evening, Dave. W4DNA, WX4MMM. WX4MMM, Central County Skyline, severe weather statement issued 5:57 p.m. Severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Warren County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area and the warning is no longer in effect. Again, for eastern Warren County, warning has been canceled. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyline. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyline, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:15 p.m. for Halifax County and until 6:30 p.m. for eastern Franklin County and central Nash County. In addition, a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. for Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, Warren, and Wilson counties. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. This includes hail any size initially, and any size 3/4 inch diameter larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds are greater than 50 miles an hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour. Please give your times your measurements. Flooding, flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees in the approximate diameter and in building roof damage. Skywarn is in standby mode this time, repeated free from normal Amtrak activity. Request stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
J4 OPH Mobile.
WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for Halifax County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and the warning is no longer in effect. A severe thunderstorm warning does remain in effect for eastern Franklin County and central Nash County until 6:30 p.m. In addition, a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect for Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, Warren, and Wilson counties, again until 9 p.m. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather, and this includes hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter larger thereafter. Measure wind speeds are greater than 50 miles an hour. Measure rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour. Please give your time for measurement. Flooding, flash flooding, where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees in the proximate diameter, and in building roof damage. Skywarn is in standby mode at this time. Repeaters free for normal amateur activity. West stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. Severe weather statement issued at 6:17 p.m. Severe thunderstorm warning for Eastern Franklin County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area, and the warning is longer in effect. Warning remains in effect, however, for Central Nash County until 6:30 p.m. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
WX4MMM, AJ4RC.
KJ4 station, go ahead, WX4MMM.
Yeah, I know it's not part of your what you're looking for, but having a slowdown on 64 up here in Nash County, about the 461 exit headed westbound, run into heavy rain, and there's a lot of ground lightning as well.
Okay, again, there's a severe thunderstorm warning for your area remaining until effect till 6:30 p.m., so it's just drive carefully. I assume you don't have any, is there any flooding going on the highway?
Not that I've seen so far, but having to slow down about 45 to maintain visual distance.
Okay, drive carefully, and like I said, hopefully you're going to handle that rainfall so soon. So appreciate the information. If you see any other severe weather, such as down limbs or flooding, that flooding does not normally occur, please give me a call. I'll be standing by. Appreciate that. WX4MMM.
All right, Roger, and based on tree motion, I'd say probably about 40 mile an hour approximately based on training anyway, AJ4RC.
AJ4RC, WX4MMM, appreciate that, WX4MMM. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, the National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Edgecombe County in Central North Carolina and Eastern Nash County. Again, severe thunderstorm warning for Edgecombe and Eastern Nash County until 7:30 p.m. At 6:18 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Nashville, moving east at 25 miles an hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles an hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Dorchester, Sharpsburg, Rocky Mount, Kingsboro, Leggett, Tarboro, large hail, and just remember, large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows. And repeating, severe thunderstorm warning effective until 7:30 p.m. for Edgecombe County and Eastern Nash County. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for severe weather report.
WX4MMM. NC4VA.
NC4VA, WX4MMM. Good evening, Virginia.
Bob, thank you so much for serving as net control, and I'm ready to take over. Why don't you go ahead and give a brief update, and I'll take over at that point. NC4VA.
Okay, Virginia, there's a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 7:30 p.m. Again, until 7:30 p.m. for Edgecombe County and Eastern Nash County. I'm waiting for the confirmation for Central Nash to be canceled at 6:30, and I assume it has been canceled since the warning's now in effect for Eastern Nash. Again, severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. for Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, Warren, and Wilson counties. Again, the watch is effective until 9 p.m. and the warning for Edgecombe and Eastern Nash is effective until 7:30 p.m.
Okay, Bob, thank you very much, and enjoy your evening. NC4VA, assuming net control responsibilities for Central Carolina Skywarn.
And WX4MMM clear.
And this is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. Spotter reports should include the following. Hail, any size initially, then penny-sized, 3/4 of an inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, and the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and of course any damage caused by high winds. This includes downed limbs and trees and their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn's in standby mode at this time. We are monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. This is a non-directed net. We do ask, though, that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. And all stations are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather that meets criteria. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:35 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Chatham County, southwestern Wake County, and north-central Harnett County until 7:30 p.m. At 6:36 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Moncure, or 11 miles southeast of Pittsboro, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include New Hill, Duncan, Holly Springs, Fuquay Varina, and Apex. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. Again, that is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southeastern Chatham, southwestern Wake, and north-central Harnett County until 7:30 p.m. Skywarn is in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports that meet criteria. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:42 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued the following severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:30 p.m. for Eastern Nash and Edgecombe counties. At 6:36 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Rocky Mount, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-sized hail and destructive winds in excess of 70 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Battleboro, Whitakers, Kingsboro, Macclesfield, Pine Tops, Leggett, Tarboro, Princeville, Speed, and Caneda. This storm has a history of producing multiple downed trees in Castalia and Nash County. This is an extremely dangerous situation. Seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. And when safe to do so, please pass your reports of penny or larger sized hail as well as any wind damage through Central Carolina Skywarn. Skywarn is in standby mode. That means this is a non-directed net and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We will be monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather that meets criteria. We do ask that stations leave some breaks between their transmissions for any skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At this time, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 7:30 p.m. for Eastern Nash and Edgecombe counties. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southeastern Chatham, southwestern Wake, north central Harnett counties until 7:30 p.m. And severe thunderstorm watch number 796 is in effect for 9 p.m. for the following Central Carolina Skywarn counties: Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, Warren, and Wilson. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather service. Spotter reports should include the following criteria: hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees and their approximate diameter and any building or roof damage. Skywarn's monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather will increase activity as needed with criteria verification. We're currently in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask, though, that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. All spotters are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We're currently operating on the WB4TQD14688 repeater. We don't anticipate any problems, but should the repeater go offline, our backup will be the K4ITL147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
NC4VA from KB3JJJ with a quick question while you're in standby.
KB3JJJ, hey Mike, go ahead.
Good evening, Virginia. Nice to hear you tonight. I was just curious because I've never been through one before, but does Central Carolina Skywarn activate for tropical activity? I've been watching the maps, and as of right now, it looks like Irene may impact our area, and I was just curious if Central Carolina activated for that.
We do activate for tropical weather at the direction of the Raleigh National Weather Service. If there are tropical tornadoes in it, we're going to automatically activate and we'll be in severe weather mode. If it doesn't produce tornadoes and it's pretty much wind and rain, it's their discretion whether we activate. And in fact, it's on our website, and I'll read you what the policy says. It says, when a tropical cyclone threatens the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area, a net control will be standing by to take initial reports at the onset of heavy precipitation and or winds. And again, this is at the direction of the National Weather Service. A directed net will follow at hourly intervals for the duration of the event, and they'll be looking for precipitation and wind reports. That includes rainfall over the last hour, total rainfall since the start of the event, reports of flooding creeks, roads, and residences, and wind, current wind direction and speed, and that's preferably measured, peak gusts since last report, and any wind damage. So there you have it. Does that answer your question?
Yes, ma'am, it does. Thank you very much. Sounds like tropical activity is similar to the winter weather nets that you guys have as well. But okay, I was just very curious about that. I was just getting prepared, just in case. And thank you again for everything you do, Virginia, and I really appreciate you answering my question. This is KB3JJJ. I'll be listening.
Well, it was a real good question, and like I said, if there are tropical tornadoes associated with it, we're just going to operate in severe weather mode, and we'll be up and running. And that's how it's been for most of those that come through. Now, if it's just tropical storm remnants and just a lot of rain and a little bit of wind, usually the National Weather Service doesn't direct us to activate. However, something like Fran comes through, I'm sure we'll be up and running. All right, you take care. Thanks. NC4VA, Central Carolina, Skymore.
NC4VA, KK4BVR.
Stand by one moment, Wade. Before I need to announce something, do you have a spotter report?
Negative.
Okay, please stand by. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service issues the following severe weather statement at 6:53 p.m. The severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Chatham County is canceled. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of Chatham County, and the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather in Chatham County, including damaging winds and large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:30 p.m. for north-central Harnett County and southwestern Wake counties. At 6:48 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near New Hill, or 10 miles southwest of Cary, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include New Hill, Duncan, Apex, Holly Springs, and Fuquay Marina. When safe to do so, please pass your reports of penny-sized or larger hail, as well as any wind damage, including downed trees and large limbs, through Central Carolina Skywarn. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. Go ahead, Wade.
Yes, ma'am. The other station that asked you about the hurricane information, I was wondering the same thing. I just hadn't asked.
Okay. Did you hear the answer?
Roger.
Okay, good deal. Stand by. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:54 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Wilson County until 7:30 p.m. At 6:48 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 6 miles north of Elm City or 5 miles southwest of Rocky Mount, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include rural northeastern Wilson County. Although this storm may stay just north of Sharpsburg, this is a dangerous storm and may produce damaging winds well away from the core of the storm. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. Wade, did you have a further question?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, good deal. I'm glad you learned something about Skywarn today, and hopefully Irene won't be coming through North Carolina, but we can hope for the best, but the best thing to do is frequently visit www.nhc.noaa.gov, and that's the National Hurricane Center, and you can see the latest tropical updates as well as the forecast advisories, public advisories and forecast. NC4VA.
KK4BVR, clear monitoring.
4, Whiskey Uniform Golf, Sky 1.
KF4, Whiskey Uniform Golf, NC4VA with Central Carolina Sky 1.
Yes, ma'am. I live in downtown Sharpsburg. We're having dime to nickel size hail. Wind gusts that have blown some small limbs out of the tree with heavy raining, but dime to nickel size hail.
Okay, let me have your name, sir.
My name is Andy, A-N-D-Y.
Andy, when did the hail start, and is it still hailing or has it ended?
About 10 minutes ago, and we are still having it.
Okay, and is the largest nickel size, is there any larger than that?
Stand by, just. Nickel size looks about the largest.
Okay, and what size, when you said there were some small branches down, what was the diameter of the branches?
Just small branches, nothing to be alarmed about. We just had some small wind gusts. Matter of fact, it sounded like the storm is kind of moving away now. Winds calmed down a little bit, headed toward probably Pine Tops area.
Okay, great report. Let me have the street where the hail was observed and then the closest cross street in Sharpsburg.
Okay, I live on Taylor Drive. Cross street would be 301 Business.
Okay, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R.
That is correct.
And the cross street is Highway 301 Business. Excellent report. Thank you so much, Andy. Appreciate it very much. If you are able to get out afterwards and kind of survey your neighborhood or community and see any trees down, would appreciate a call back. Thank you so much. Great report. NC4VA.
Okay. KF4WUG.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Sky 1. At 7:16 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for North Central Harnett and southwestern Wake counties is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened, and the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Sky 1. Again, the severe thunderstorm warning for North Central Harnett and southwestern Wake counties is canceled. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Wilson County until 7:30 p.m. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Sky 1, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. NC4VA and a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:30 p.m. for Eastern, Nash, and Edgecombe counties. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 9 p.m. for the following counties within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area: Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, Warren, and Wilson counties. Skywarn's in standby mode, which means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity because this is a non-directed net. We do ask that stations leave some pauses between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:20 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Chatham County until 8:15 p.m. At 7:18 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 9 miles west of Pittsburgh or 8 miles east of Siler City, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Pittsburgh, Bynum, Farrington, and Jordan Lake. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. the National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. Reports should include the following criteria. Before I do that, let me make one other announcement. At 7:21 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Franklin, south central Granville, and northeastern Wake counties until 8:15 p.m. At 7:18 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Purnell, or 10 miles southeast of Creedmoor, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Youngsville, Rollsville, and Lewisburg. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm is passed and stay away from windows. The National Weather Service is looking for the following types of criteria for spotter reports. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Sky warns in standby mode. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any skywarn traffic. This is a non-directed net. All spotters are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:30 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Nash and Edgecombe counties expires at 7:30 p.m. The storm which prompted that warning has weakened and the warning will be allowed to expire. However, thunderstorms will continue to impact Tarboro, Nashville, and surrounding communities through this evening. Gusty winds to 40 miles per hour and small hail will be possible. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds and large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. At this time, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Chatham County until 8:15 p.m., a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Franklin, Granville, and Wake County until 8:15 p.m. The National Weather Service issued this following severe weather statement at 7:31 p.m. Severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Wilson County expires at 7:30 p.m. The storm which prompted that warning has weakened and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. And just to recap, again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southern Franklin, south central Granville, and northeastern Wake County until 8:15 p.m. Also, a severe thunderstorm warning for Chatham County until 8:15 p.m. And a severe thunderstorm watch, meaning conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area, is in effect for the following counties in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. And this is till 9 o'clock. Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, Warren, and Wilson counties. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
This is Kilo Sierra 4, Victor X-ray, Chatham County.
Station call sign ending in Victor X-ray. Give me your call sign and name and go ahead.
This is Kilo Sierra 4, Victor X-ray in Chatham County. We have pea-sized hail. I'm about 6 miles north and west of Pittsboro on Silcope Gum Springs Road. Over.
Okay, currently pea-sized hail. When did that start falling?
At half past the hour.
And is it still hailing?
Yes, it is.
Is that the largest hail you're observing?
So far, yes.
Okay, and I have your location as 6 miles north and west of Pittsburgh, and you're on Silk Hope Gum Springs Road. I remember that. And what's the closest cross road to Silk Hope Gum Springs Road?
Well, Virginia, it's 1.1 mile west of Highway 87 on Silk Hope Gum Springs Road. Over.
1.1 mile west of Silk Hope Gum Springs Road. No, 1.1 mile west of Highway 87 on Silk Hope Gum Springs Road. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Got it. Great report. And if that hail increases in size, if you see some larger ones, call me back and let me know that too. I appreciate it. Good report. NC4VA.
Thank you, Virginia. This is KS4VX, clear.
This is NC4VA at Central Carolina Skywarn. Severe weather statement was issued at 7:34 p.m. for Chatham County. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for Eastern Chatham County. At 7:30 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from Farington to Pittsburgh, or along a line from 8 miles southwest of Chapel Hill to Pittsburgh, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Bynum, Moncur, Pittsburgh, Farington, and Jordan Lake. When safe to do so, please pass your reports of hail as well as any wind damage, including downed trees and large limbs through Central Carolina Skywarn. NC4VA, standing by for spotter report. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:44 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following special weather statement. A strong thunderstorm will move across western Chatham County through 8:45 p.m. At 7:44 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a strong thunderstorm over Hasty or about over Siler City, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Some locations affected by this storm include Hasty and Siler City. Hazards include half-inch diameter size hail, gusty winds of 35 to 45 miles per hour, deadly cloud-to-ground lightning, and heavy rainfall and minor flooding. Seek shelter in a nearby building or vehicle. Strong winds are capable of knocking down small trees and blowing around trash cans, potted plants, lawn furniture, and other light outdoor objects. At this time, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southern Franklin, south central Granville, and northeastern Wake County until 8:15 p.m. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Chatham County until 8:15 p.m. And a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 p.m. for Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, Warren, and Wilson counties. Skywarn is monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll increase our activity as needed with criteria verification. We're going to be in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net and the repeater's free for normal amateur activity. We do ask, though, that stations leave some pauses between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. Also, at 7:46 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for east central Durham County, south central Franklin County, and northern Wake County until 8:30 p.m. At 7:42 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over RDU International Airport, or 8 miles northwest of Raleigh, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Falls Lake and Wake Forest. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm is passed and stay away from windows. NC4VA for Central Carolina Sky 1, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
NC4VA from AI4WV.
AI4WV, NC4VA, go ahead.
Yeah, we've got, well, we had a little bit of pea-sized hail while you were reading the announcement at Leesville Road and Springdale Drive.
Okay, pea-sized hail, Leesville Road and Springdale. Is that Springdale?
That is correct.
Okay. Did you notice any larger size hail, or is all of it a pea-sized or less?
Well, stand by a second. I didn't notice any, but I was backing out of the garage in my car, and I couldn't see very clearly out the window.
Okay, I'll give you a moment. No problem. While you're checking, I'm going to read another announcement, but I'd love to know if any was larger than that. This is NC4VA Central Carolina Skywarn at 7:46 p.m. The National Weather Service did issue a severe thunderstorm warning for East Central Durham County, South Central Franklin County, and Northern Wake County until 8:30 p.m. Locations impacted include Falls Lake and Wake Forest. NC4VA Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports.
NC4VA from AI4WV.
Go ahead.
So the hail has stopped now, and I think it was probably just pea-sized.
Okay, good report. And is this North Raleigh, Leesville Road, and Springdale?
Affirmative.
Okay, great report. Thank you so much, NC4VA.
NC4VA, KS4VX.
KS4VX, NC4VA.
Hi, Virginia. Do you want a follow-up report?
Sure do. Go ahead.
Okay, the storm's over. The hail lasted from half past to 25 of the hour. All rain stopped at quarter of. The rain started at 14 minutes after the hour, and we've got 0.92 inches of rain up to this time period. Over.
Did you say the rain has sharped? I'm sorry, I was just reading something to say. Has stopped or is still going?
Stopped, not even drizzle.
Okay, and you got 92 hundredths of an inch. And when did it begin?
14 minutes after the... 14 minutes after the hour, yes.
Got it. Okay. And the hail lasted from 7:30 to 7:45.
No, correction, 7:30 to 7:35.
Got it. Okay.
So I guess that's it from us today. Hope you have a good day. KS4VX clear.
Thanks for being a great spotter and appreciate the follow-up report very much. Take care, NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Edgecombe County, North Central Wilson, and Eastern Nash County until 9:15 p.m. At 7:54 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Nashville, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Sharpsburg, Rocky Mount, Kingsborough, Leggett, Tarboro, and Princeville. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm is passed and stay away from windows. At this time, we have the following severe thunderstorm warnings in effect. We have a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Lee and Harnett County until 9:15 p.m. At 8:10 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Lemon Springs or 6 miles south of Sanford, moving east at 20 miles per hour, quarter south tail, and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Broadway, Seminole, Lillington, Buies Creek, and Anger. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek structure and a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Lee and Harnett County until 9:15 p.m. We have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8:15 p.m. for Chatham County. Severe thunderstorm warning for east central Durham, south central Franklin, and northern Wake County until 8:30 p.m. Severe thunderstorm warning for southern Franklin, south central Granville, northeastern Wake until 8:15 p.m. Severe thunderstorm warning for southern Franklin, northeastern Wake, and Nash County until 9:30 p.m. And that warning reads as follows. That was just issued. A severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southern Franklin, northeastern Wake, and Nash County until 9:30 p.m. At 8:06 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Rollsville, or 14 miles northeast of Raleigh, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour likely with the storm. Locations impacted include Pilot, Bunn, Spring Hope, and Nashville. And then last of all, we have a severe thunderstorm warning for Edgecombe, North Central Wilson, and Eastern Nash County until 9:15 p.m. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Reports should include the following. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes downed limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement at 8:16 p.m. Severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Chatham County expires at 8:15 p.m. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of Chatham County, and the warning will be allowed to expire. However, other strong storms will continue to track across portions of Chatham County through 9:30 p.m. this evening. If you have observed severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. NC4VA, standing by for spotter report. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:17 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued an urban and small stream flood advisory for heavy rainfall and minor flooding in Franklin County, southern Durham County, and Wake County until 11:30 p.m. At 8:16 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms with heavy rainfall over Wake, Franklin, and southern Durham counties. Doppler radar estimated up to an inch of rain has fallen over the cities of Durham and Raleigh, and over 3 inches of rain in and just east of Wake Forest. Runoff from this heavy rainfall will cause minor flooding to occur, especially along streams, in low-lying areas and in areas of poor drainage. Some locations that it will experience minor flooding include Cary, Durham, Lewisburg, Raleigh, Bunn, Franklinton, Fuquay Marina, Garner, RDU, International Airport, and Wake Forest. An additional 2 to 3 inches of rainfall are still possible, resulting in additional flooding. Excessive runoff from this storm will cause minor flooding of small creeks and streams, urban areas, highways, streets, and underpasses, as well as other drainage areas and low-lying spots. Be especially cautious at night when it's harder to recognize the dangers of flooding. If flooding is observed, act quickly. Do not drive through areas where water covers the roadway. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:36 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a flash flood warning for Durham County, Edgecombe County, Franklin County, Wake County, Nash, and Johnston counties until 1 a.m. At 8:31 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms with very heavy rain producing flooding over north-central Johnston, Nash, northern Wake, southern Franklin, Edgecombe, and southern Durham counties. Doppler radar estimated that 2 to 4 inches of rain had fallen over portions of the warned area. Locations threatened with flooding include Wake Forest, Tarboro, Rocky Mount, RDU International Airport, Raleigh, Nashville, Lewisburg, Franklinton, Dorchester, Cary, Bunn, and Bailey. An additional 1 to 3 inches of rainfall are still possible, resulting in additional flooding. Excessive runoff from heavy rain will cause flash flooding of creeks and streams, roads, low-lying, and poor drainage areas. Do not drive your vehicle into areas where water covers the road. Many roads and intersections in the area will quickly flood. When encountering flooded roads, turn around. Don't drown. Be especially cautious at night when it is harder to recognize the dangers of floods and flash floods. If flash flooding is observed, act quickly. Move up to higher ground to escape flood waters. Do not stay in areas subject to flooding when waters begin rising. At this time, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Southern Lee and Harnett counties until 9:15 p.m. We have one in effect for Southern Franklin, Northeastern Wake, and Nash County until 9:30 p.m. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning for Edgecombe, North Central Wilson, and Eastern Nash County until 9:15 p.m. Skywarn is in standby mode. That simply means this is a non-directed net. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We are monitoring the frequency for reports from spotters. We do ask that station leaves pauses between any transmissions for Skywarn reports. We encourage all spotters to stay tuned to local media or NOAA Weather Radio for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:48 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9:15 p.m. for Eastern Nash, Northeastern Wilson, and Edgecombe counties. At 8:42 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Sharpsburg or near Rocky Mount, moving east at 5 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Brattleboro, Whitaker, Tarboro, Speed, Princeville, Pine Tops, Macclesfield, Leggett, Kingsboro, and Caneda. This continues to be a dangerous storm, which may down trees and power lines. Additionally, heavy rains may cause some minor flooding in low-lying or poor drainage areas. When safe to do so, please pass your reports of penny or larger size hail as well as any wind damage, which includes downed trees and limbs, by passing your report through Central Carolina Skywarn.
NC4VA, KJ4BPV.
KJ4BPV, NC4VA.
I'm ready to take over net control, and I'm up to date.
Okay, thank you very much for your willingness to assume net control duties, and I'll turn them over to you at this time. NC4VA clear.
KJ4BPV, Central Carolina, Skywarn. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:43, National Weather Service in Raleigh issued this special weather statement. Strong thunderstorms will move across southern Wake and eastern Chatham counties through 9:45 p.m. this evening. At 8:42, radar indicated strong thunderstorms over New Hill or about 11 miles east of Pittsburgh, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include New Hill, Apex, Holly Springs, Cary, Lake Wheeler, and Garner. Hazards include half-inch diameter-sized hail, gusty winds from 40 to 50 miles per hour, deadly cloud-to-ground lightning, heavy rainfall, and minor flooding. Seek shelter in a nearby building or vehicle. Strong winds are capable of knocking down small trees and blowing around trash cans and potted plants, along with lawn furniture and other light outdoor objects. In addition, the severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. for the following counties in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area: Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, Warren, and Wilson counties. Those counties in a severe thunderstorm watch until 9 p.m. In addition, at 8:13, National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Lee and Harnett counties, effective until 9:15 p.m. At 8:10 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Lemon Springs, or 6 miles south of Sanford, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Broadway, Seminole, Lillington, Buies Creek, and Anger. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
KJ4BPV, this is WX4MMM.
WX4MMM, KJ4BPV, hey Bob.
Good evening again, Scott. I've got the traffic net at 9 p.m. with this frequency. You want me to go on and move on to the backup frequency tonight since you've got several warnings?
I do have the three warnings. Bob, but we're not getting many reports. I think we'd probably be okay if we just leave some spaces for me.
Okay, Scott, I'll make that announcement. We'll do. We'll leave plenty of breaks for Skywarn traffic. No problem. WX4MMM.
KJ4BPV, Central Carolina, Skywarn.
PCTN traffic net in 2 minutes.
This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:58 p.m., the National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9:15 p.m. for Harnett and southern Lee counties. At 8:56 p.m., National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. The storm was located near Seminole, or 8 miles west of Lillington, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-size hail, damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Irwin, Duncan, Coates, Buies Creek, and Anger. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
PCTN traffic net.
This is Central Skywarn. issued this where the Weather Service has allowed Severe Thunderstorm Watch 796 to expire. It expired at 9 p.m. Once again, the Severe Thunderstorm Watch that was in effect, number 796, expired at 9 p.m. In addition, at 9:14 p.m., National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for Harnett and Southern Lee counties was allowed to expire at 9:15 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and the warning was allowed to expire. In addition, at 9:21 p.m., National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for Nash, northeastern Wake, and southern Franklin counties has been canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened, and the warning is no longer in effect. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. Currently, there are no longer any active warnings in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. Going to go ahead and leave the tones up for a little while longer for any spotters wishing to make criteria of severe weather reports. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. Central Carolina Skywarn. At 9:30 p.m., National Weather Service issued this special weather statement. Strong thunderstorms will move across Sampson, Harnett, Wayne, Johnston, Wilson, and Cumberland counties through 10:30 p.m. this evening. At 9:28 p.m., radar indicated a line of strong thunderstorms over Coates Crossroads, or about 9 miles west of Smithfield, moving southeast to 45 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Lillington, Clayton, Four Oaks, Tacoma, Fayetteville, Dunn, Benson, and Goldsboro. Hazards include gusty winds from 30 to 40 miles per hour, deadly cloud to ground lightning, heavy rainfall, and minor flooding. These thunderstorms are producing an excessive amount of lightning. Seek shelter indoors and stay away from windows. Many lightning strikes will occur well ahead of the heavy rain and gusty winds. If you cannot seek shelter indoors, take cover in a vehicle. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe weather threat for the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area has diminished. Currently, there is no longer any active watches or warnings. So now conclude the Skywarn activity at this time and also bring down the tones. On behalf of the Skywarn program, we would like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for the use of the repeater. We would also like to thank the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority and all storm spotters who have participated. I'm now returning the repeater to normal amateur use.
Skywarn clear.
KJ4BPV, Central Carolina, Skywarn clear. KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 10:04 p.m., National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Wayne County, effective until 11 p.m. this evening. At 10 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 5 miles southwest of Nahunta, or 9 miles northwest of Goldsboro, moving east to 25 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Pikeville, Goldsboro, Elroy, and locations along Highway 70. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed, and stay away from windows. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 10:22 p.m., National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 11 p.m. this evening for Wayne County. At 10:18 p.m., National Weather Service radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Marmac or near Goldsboro, moving southeast at 25 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-size hail, damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Goldsboro, Brogdon, Mount Olive, Elroy, Walnut Creek, and Seven Springs. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows. Most lightning strikes enter through the home through utilities. Avoid using any devices plugged into a wall, including corded phones, computers, and appliances. Also avoid coming in contact with running water from sinks, showers, and tubs. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
This is K4FNC, Fayetteville.
K4FNC, are you calling Skywarn?
Roger. Heavy rain up here in the Haymont area of Cumberland County. Lightning, no surface to ground yet. It's coming down like a big dog, coming down sideways. But a lot of lightning, but nothing surface to ground yet, sir.
Okay, do you have a measured rainfall amount for me?
One half inch.
Okay, just as a reminder, the National Weather Service is looking for measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Have you had an inch at this time?
Negative. It just started, and so far we got a half inch. It's coming down sideways. We have got 1/2 inch right now.
Okay, thank you very much. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn.
Roger, this is K4FNC. The name is Rick in Fayetteville.
Calling, are you trying to reach Skywarn?
Yes, I'm in Durham, North Carolina. Are we clear?
Currently, there's no watches or warnings for Durham County.
Roger that. Thank you very much. Thank you. You're doing a wonderful job. And I appreciate the entire Central Carolina Skywarn team staying up as late as you are tonight to keep us all informed. And the entire community informed. We do appreciate it very much. CAT4RN, back to you, Skywarn.
You're welcome. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. Standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 10:28 p.m., National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Cumberland and also Sampson County. Of course, Sampson County is in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area, effective until 11:30 p.m. this evening. At 10:30 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along a line extending from Newton Grove to Hope Mills, or along a line extending from 12 miles northwest of Mount Olive to 12 miles south of Fayetteville, moving east to 20 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Stedman, Hobton, Cedar Creek, Autryville, Salemburg, Roseboro, Clinton, and Fayetteville. Remember, large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 10:41 p.m., National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for Wayne County has been canceled. The storm which prompted the warning for Wayne County has weakened, and the warning is no longer in effect. Once again, the severe thunderstorm warning for Wayne County has been canceled. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
K4BPV, this is K4BGM.
K4BGM, KJ4BPV. Hey, Kevin.
Good evening, Scott. I'm set up and ready to go here for net control.
Okay, good enough. Appreciate it very much. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. Turning net control responsibilities over to K4BGM. KJ4BPV clear.
And this is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. Reminder that we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 11:30 p.m. for Cumberland and Sampson counties. And, of course, Sampson County lies within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. It's K4BGM standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. Reminder that a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 11:30 p.m. for southern Sampson County. Skywarn is in standby mode. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 11:30 p.m. for southern Sampson County. At 11:19 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from 16 miles southeast of Turkey to 9 miles southwest of Garland, or along a line extending from 11 miles north of Wallace to 8 miles northeast of Elizabethtown, moving southeast at 35 miles an hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 60 miles an hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Harrells and Ivanhoe. Straight-line winds can blow down trees, power lines, and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm is passed. Stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. These thunderstorms are producing an excessive amount of lightning. Seek shelter indoors now and stay away from windows. If you cannot seek shelter indoors, take cover in a vehicle. Remember, if you can hear thunder, you are close enough to be struck by lightning. When it is safe to do so, please pass any reports of penny or larger size hail, as well as any wind damage, including trees or large limbs down through Central Carolina Skywarn. This is K4BGM for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for southern Sampson County did expire at 11:30 p.m. The storm that prompted the warning has moved out of Sampson County, and therefore the warning will be allowed to expire. However, torrential rainfall, excessive cloud-to-ground lightning, and wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour will remain possible in southern Sampson County through 12:30 a.m. in association with additional thunderstorms. With the expiration of that severe thunderstorm warning, we currently do not have any severe weather watches or warnings in effect for the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. I am going to go ahead and leave the tones up for a little while longer and stand by for any late spotter reports that need to be submitted. This is K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for reports. K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. National Weather Service issued a special weather statement at 11:40 p.m., and it reads as follows. Strong thunderstorms will move across Sampson County through 12:30 a.m. At 11:39 p.m., Doppler radar indicated strong thunderstorms over central and southern Sampson County, moving southeast at 15 miles an hour. Locations in the path of these storms include Harrells and Ivanhoe. Hazards include gusty winds of 40 to 50 miles an hour, an excessive amount of deadly cloud-to-ground lightning, heavy rainfall, and minor flooding. Seek shelter in a nearby building or vehicle. Strong winds are capable of knocking down small trees and blowing around trash cans, potted plants, lawn furniture, and other light outdoor objects. These thunderstorms are producing an excessive amount of lightning. Seek shelter indoors and stay away from windows. If you cannot seek shelter indoors, take cover in a vehicle. Again, the severe thunderstorm warning that was in effect for southern Sampson County expired at 11:30 p.m. I am going to leave the tones up for just a little while longer for any additional spotter reports for Sampson County, and I'll also take any spotter reports of criteria severe weather for any other areas in central North Carolina from today's thunderstorms. This is K4BGM standing by for any reports. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe weather threat for the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area has diminished, and we will now conclude Skywarn activity at this time. On behalf of the Skywarn program, we would like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for use of the repeater. We would also like to thank the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority and for all storm spotters who have participated. I am now returning the repeater to normal amateur use.
Skywarn active. Skywarn clear.
K4BGM clear.